From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm John Idsty. Steve Inskeep is on assignment. The crisis in Haiti came to a head today. Early this morning, the country's president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, resigned and flew into exile. It is not clear where he is going. A Supreme Court justice was sworn in to replace him, as required by the country's constitution. When word spread that Aristide had resigned, the capital, Port-au-Prince, descended into chaos. And early this afternoon, President Bush ordered a contingent of Marines to be airlifted there to restore order. They are expected to land there tonight.
The government believes it essential that Haiti have a hopeful future. This is the beginning of a new chapter in the country's history. I would urge the people of Haiti to reject violence, to give this break from the past a chance to work, and the United States is prepared to help.
The United States, France, Canada, and Caribbean neighbors of Haiti are meeting in New York, and the United Nations Security Council is expected to authorize a multinational force to help stabilize the country. In a moment, we'll have more on the political and diplomatic ramifications of today's events. And we'll also examine why Haiti has been a country of what seems to be never-ending turmoil and chaos. But first, we go to Port-au-Prince and this report from NPR's Jerry Haddon.
As the news broke this morning that Aristide had boarded a plane and fled Haiti, residents in Port-au-Prince waited anxiously to see if his supporters would go on a rampage, as they have been threatening. Just after sunrise, gunfire could be heard erupting across the city. Thousands of Aristide supporters swarmed downtown today, armed with guns and gasoline. They torched homes and looted banks, stealing cars at hundreds of roadblocks and shooting at journalists. Just 2 days ago, Aristide said on national radio that the foreign press was part of a plot to overthrow him. Local radio reports that several people have been killed in violence today. Linda von Weyenberg is with Doctors Without Borders. The organization has managed to open just one rudimentary operating room in the capital as the rampaging continues. So far, she says, doctors have received 15 patients, all with bullet wounds. One has died.
The only problem we have at this moment that we see is a lack of blood. So because for operations you need, of course, to have blood to give to the patients, and there we have some problems, but we are trying to solve that.
The looting has continued into the afternoon. Haitian radio said that computers stolen at dawn were already selling for about $10 on the street in improvised markets. Doula James with Catholic Relief Services was anxiously pacing the patio of a hotel after learning that her agency's main warehouse was being raided by a mob.
About 80 of them who have gone in, and where we have stored about 30 vehicles. We have medicine, mattresses, and other equipment for projects.
Still, today's unrest did not reach the level of total chaos that Aristide supporters had threatened as late as yesterday. Today's violence has been largely confined to the downtown area close to the National Palace, and the Marines are en route to Haiti as part of a first wave of an international peacekeeping force. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.